don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. Whether it's the phone or clean feed, it's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you,
G,
but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3.
Three,
go get the f*** out our city. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right. It's 2:40 on the sweet spot, and it's time for some afternoon jub brought to you by...
Nobody. Available.
Hot dogs.
Available, huh?
Yummy hot dogs.
I'll take hot dogs all day.
Hot dogs of America.
Yep.
Hi, Giorgio.
Hey, sweet spot. How we doing?
Doing great. Doing great after a 33-16 win. And I do want to talk a little Cowboys with you, and I want to play you some audio. I'm sure you caught this because I know you guys replayed Jerry quite a bit in the morning, but go and fire this off, Ham.
Not just your guys there in the front with Quentin and those guys getting to play the way we got to play with that kind of...
How do you trade a first rounder?
We played that earlier this morning.
How do you trade a second rounder and not get that guy's name right? It shouldn't make me as upset as it does.
I know. He's been doing it for years, and that's why I don't give him... Okay, that's old grandpa talking, and he's not going to get everything right anymore because, I mean, he's been messing up names for 35 years or so.
Do you think he does it with his own family? Because like, he doesn't, yes. He's used Michael Parsons, Michael Irving.
Yeah.
Now Quentin.
Yeah. I think he really calls his grandson Spalding sometimes.
I hope so.
Because he's heard about it. And Spalding.
And Veruca. Yeah, don't get Veruca over here.
So we were three wide with the Jones boys in the booth last night. You had Steven and Jerry Jr. flanking Dad. And we were talking, I don't know if you heard last segment, Jerry is looking mighty old these days, George. I'm starting to get worried about the guy.
He's getting up there, and think he's made it to his 80s, and he's had that throttle down since the early 1960s. So, I mean, I hope I can make it through my early 80s, and still, even if I'm mispronouncing my grandkids' names, I hope I can... You know, I know we think Jerry's kind of getting up there and maybe losing it just a little bit. But, man, the older I get, the more I look at people in their 80s or, gosh, if you get the 90 and think, yeah, okay, I think I'd take that. Still hammering whiskey at 82 or 3 or whatever he is.
And maybe we can shorten the musers to just 7 to 9 when you're 83. We can cut an hour off, just shorten the day a little bit. So you think
I can do that in my 80s?
You think Mark Davis's hair is a hairpiece?
I do. Because there is no way if you had real hair you would cut it like that.
I just don't know why if you had fake hair you would want it to look like that.
Fair? That's fair too.
Get like an Alan Thicke pompadour or something.
Yeah. And, you know, there's been some jack wagons online that through the years have said that we have similar hairstyles.
Nah.
Okay, come on. I know my hair is not anything great, but it doesn't look like that.
Now, you and Patrick Dumont, maybe.
Okay, easy.
Maybe.
Easy there, too.
You don't have Mark Davis
like him.
How long has he been in the spotlight with that hair? Because he's 70 years old now. And I think it's his natural hair, and I think he knows the bit. But if he were to just change it, it would just be so drastic.
I think
he just kind of accepts it. It's like, okay, this is my signature. Nobody else looks like this. This is just what you get.
Yeah, maybe so. You're right. It really hasn't changed. He hasn't tried to fix it or anything. Did you guys ever get close to Al Davis, like, you know, at a press conference or anything?
No, but I got really close to Mark Davis at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and I didn't think it was a hairpiece, for what it's worth.
Yeah, it's probably not. I was semi-doing a bit, but I kind of wondered last night. I was like, golly, that kind of looks like some sort of pelt on top of his head. But Al Davis, it was the most bizarre comb-over kind of thing that he had going. I mean, he was really receding, but he had really long hair that he would comb back from the front. It was it was bizarre. I guess he's trying to keep the bit going of strange Davis hair. And it's a long time tradition.
Yeah, I'm looking at a photo of Al Davis, you know, later in life. He looks like big Ernie McCracken from Kingpin.
That's random band-aids.
It's just all flopped off on the side. You can tell he has a comb over.
It was a serious, serious comb over.
George, would you ever do the hair piece if you started? Because you've got a good set piece of hair. You've got a good head of hair.
I don't think so.
Like, would you?
I don't think I ever would.
One little piece of hair. You just
Yeah, I don't think I ever would. And I think the biggest fear for that is, and I understand if you don't have hair and, you know, you have challenges, and I understand that, and I'm sure guys are worried about it, but the fear of that thing getting blown off by the wind or hit by a frisbee or something.
Hit by a frisbee. Or the,
I don't know.
Gunner takes it, just eats it.
Yeah, you lean over and your dog rips it off your head.
Some blue jay tries to lay her eggs in it.
Or a treble hook lands in it when you're fishing and your toupee goes flying into the lake.
You go fishing with your buddy and he just rips it off with a, you know, some sort of lure. I think that would keep me from doing it because, I mean, how do you recover from that?
You don't.
Yeah. You just kind of have to accept it. And you have to do the hair piece early. Like, I know Bob will never get one because it would just look so drastic. And Donovan, the same way.
Man, I would love that so
much. I know. It would be awesome. That's
what we ought to do for payoff is everybody has a different thing. Like, if it was Bob, he would have to wear a hair piece for...
Like the hairpiece of Pedro and Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Where he looks like a warrior.
You have to wear Pedro's.
The mustache.
My head is getting really hot.
When do we ever get used to that?
Great. Yeah, eventually.
Like 6 weeks, it's like, okay, this is just Bob. Like Bob's lost a ton of weight and looks, it's just kind of how I see Bob now.
Yeah.
And if you got a
Or give him
a
like
Pedro
a
hairpiece.
Beatles wig, like a 67 Beatles wig.
Just a mop top.
A mop top. Yeah, that'd look great. I think Donnie ought to go with the George Jefferson.
Okay.
That ought to be his payoff, that he has to really grow it out and get serious about it for like 2 months.
And because Donovan looks good no matter what he does,
right.
He would look Donovan's awesome gonna, with it.
Yes. Donovan, he would be, I mean, Donovan kind of is our hero anyway just because he's Donovan, but if he did a George Jefferson, we'd all just embrace it and think it was the greatest thing in the
Hell
world.
Yeah. I don't think any muser is going to have... I mean, you guys are all to the point now where your hairline has stood tall for this long. I can't imagine any of you guys being bald at any point.
Maybe not bald, but I mean, mine's receding a little bit.
Got some power alleys going.
Junior just went gray early.
Yeah, got some power alleys
right?
up there, pal. Yeah, sure do.
Yeah, he went gray
but
real
no,
fast.
I don't ever think I would, and I'm not saying if it's right for you, that's good, and I'm happy for you. But I don't think I would ever do that. Then again, I don't think I would ever do a tattoo unless North Texas went to the college football playoffs.
We're up over 30% chance now, George. Which, by the way, how is JMU 55% and we're like 30%?
I don't know.
What is that?
I guess because. I think that may change after tonight. I think the college football playoff poll that comes out tonight, I think North Texas is ranked ahead of them.
Oh, my God. And by the way, they've never been ranked in your whole life, right? Like,
no.
Or
it was 1959.
Lives,
I guess I haven't seen this confirmed. I thought that Hayden Fry got them ranked 1 week in the UPI maybe in 78, but I... for the record, it says first time they've been ranked since 1959.
As an alum, I just want to live in this space for a little while.
Yeah,
like, I know that
so awesome.
Like the Rice game isn't huge, but it's the first game I'm going to watch where my team has numbers next to it.
Oh, yeah,
it's pretty nuts.
I know, and they're not out of the woods. I mean, it's not a given that they're going to go down and beat Rice by 4 touchdowns and then come back and beat Temple.
Temple
but,
might be tricky.
You know, it's out in front of them and. Man, it's like every week, they're the highest scoring team in the country.
Yeah.
So where's the tattoo going to go?
I'm thinking on my bicep.
Okay.
I'm going left arm up on the shoulder. That's where I think I'm going to go.
Lower back.
Tramp stamp?
Tramp stamp.
Yeah, I'm going to get Lance Dunbar tatted on there.
Get the flying worm back there.
One side, the diving eagle on one side and Corky Nelson on the other.
I'm going to get the diving eagle and Jonas Buckles.
Jonas Buckles. Hard-hitting safety out of Houston.
Buckle your helmets.
Man, was that Gruden thing not the greatest thing ever?
Okay.
Saying names like Daryl Dickey, and it was just so awesome.
And we have a few drops in there if you look in the drop box. Yeah, that was a good 5.5 minutes, and it's John Gruden unpacking just a box of North Texas gear. And
meatloaf, man.
Okay, so there's... Do we have time? Yeah, here's like
we got time.
Here's 53 seconds of John Gruden talking about musicians, if you can find it in there, Ham, because it is awesome.
Listen to music.
Yeah,
this is a band called Meatloaf, man. This guy named Michael Leaday. Stop right there! Before you go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? God, I love that band, man. Meatloaf, they get me going. They got me feeling nice. Pat Boone went to North Texas. Pat Boone, who sings that song, Love Letters in the Sand. I won't get into that, a little bit before my time. But some of my favorite rockers ever. Roy Orbison went to North Texas. Pretty woman walking down the... Yeah. I can't believe it's North Texas, man. And my all-time favorite rocker, Don Henley, man, from the Eagles, went to Texas, man. And North Texas, Don Henley, he sang a song called Dirty Laundry. You should know about that, Jake, because you got a lot of dirty laundry laying around you. Look at this.
I love how he'll just ask it, you ever listen to Music Man?
Like, you ever listen to Music Man? How about Patrick Cobbs, man? Led the nation in rushing 1 year, man. He's their running backs coach.
You ever see that movie Spider-Man?
Do you ever see that movie Spider-Man? We're going to have to unpack this whole thing tomorrow. It's 5 minutes and
wild.
It's gold.
It's so great. Is he doing a fake Southern accent?
I don't know. I just don't want him to get a job because I want him to keep putting out dumb crap like that.
Yeah, keep unpacking boxes.
He's the most useful this way.
Absolutely. All right, let's watch the big reveal tonight.
Yes. Okay.
And see if North Texas is ahead of JMU. Ooh.
Let's do it. After we watch Gone Fishing, and we'll talk
both. Well, yeah,
we gotta... Next week.
You got to watch that.
All right, see you, Georgie.
All right, see you, fellas.